Yeah. What did you used to get around with before you had a car? You had a wagon, didn't you?
Well, I finally got a wagon after I got a family, you know. I found the children got up big, and I got off trying to wait. Being my own boss, I bought me a wagon.
Yeah.
Got about in that. I had a little buggy once, and I'd get about in that.
They had all sorts of different wagons around here, didn't they?
That's right. That's right. And I got me a little wagon. I used that. Had a little buggy. I used that. And so finally, we went to the bed. And after I moved here, stayed just a couple of years, I bought me a old car. And started getting about that. Showing that I bought that boy went off and started around into him. But I kept it and had it fixed. And then I traded it on, got another. And then after that, the Lord blessed me enough to get me a brand new truck. And every time I get ready for me another truck, I go get me another brand new truck. I got one out of this year, cost me better than $5,000.
I saw that. That's a beautiful truck.
That's the last one I bought. Then I won't live long enough without something happening to it to wear it out.
You got it over there in your
camp.
Your truck?
Yes.
Well, where you it's over there in your...
I keep it in that garage there. Yeah. I built that for it. I built that for my own cars when I had them. But I bought four new trucks. And then, till I say this the last one, I know I won't live the way he don't. I've only been had a year and I ain't got 5,000 miles on it yet. And every year it'd be less miles, less miles. I put on because I ain't got no more to do in it. My shoulder ain't got to the place. I have a sick brother down there. These both of his legs taken off and leaving Scotland. And the biggest time I go down there, I don't feel like drowning. Get somebody to drive me that far.
Both his legs taken off?
Both of them taken off right along here.
Why? Bad?
The sugar. And it started, when the legs tanked, the plum's black. Right now, white man, his daddy too. His legs turned black from here up to here. He's been, they had him in the hospital the year before last, you know, the last year. Giving him plastic veins, but now, this year, they had him back, I didn't take one of his toes off. And he didn't do any good. And see, they had to take him off, and it started cutting on him down here.
Yeah.
Below his knee, you know, try to save him. But finally had to cut till he get along here, where he could get in the blood, for it to heal. So out there last Sunday, he looked like doing mighty well. He got in the leg, the first thing, all his thighs gone. He just got for right along here, back. But he told me he hadn't had a pain since he took them legs off. He was dying, just like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So much pain. Just to look at him, he's doing fine to live, but he nothing else he'll ever do, you know. He got no legs at all. He got somebody, I think, to try to take care of him. My oldest son, he got three grown sons. They all have good jobs. He only decided one of them. All of them got good jobs.
But the wagon had, did it have a piece of wood running down the middle between?
That's a tongue, a wagon tongue.
And a buggy, you had to back a horse in between the
two chaise, that's right. And the sir, he had a tone.
Now, say on a wagon, you had two horses.
That's right.
And each one had a single tree.
That's right.
Now, what do you call the thing that both of these were hitched to?
Double tree.
A double tree?
That's right. And them two sand trees fastened on to the double tree.
Yeah.
And double trees are at the center of that tone. And he had a pig to go through that double tree, on down through the tone of that wagon. All right, then that same a double tree had a hook on each side, and you hooked that single tree into that hook. Then you hooked the two horses to it. Then you had a tongue there, and you had chains, they called brush chains. I got them hanging up out there.